I talk to GIs pretty much every day because of where I live and because of my background, and I look for opportunities to speak to them. It's a great place to organize outside of a military base because you can do it when you're standing in line at the grocery store or when you're getting a cup of coffee or you're at the library. And when the word gets out that I'm, you know, one of those anti-war people and I get in a good conversation, you know, I start asking, what about the criticism that we always get that we're hurting your guys' morale? You know, what I'm told is we're not the ones that lied to them. You know, contrary to what some people believe, the U.S. government doesn't have a school somewhere called How to Occupy a Third World Country. And so these guys are over there doing jobs that they were never trained to do. They're paying a price for it, and unfortunately the people of Iraq continue to pay a price for one stupid government after another one. The other thing that people want to hang on folks like us is, isn't this all just part of some big anti-Bush agenda? Well, yeah, I mean, it is. But George Bush is not Congress. And last time I checked, there were a couple of parties in Congress, and they both voted for this war. They both voted for the $87 billion. But I think that those people in Washington don't represent working class people like the people that are serving in the military. Of Iraq is wrong. And friends, there is no right way to do a wrong thing. We can't make a kinder, gentler occupation. We can't put blue helmets on U.S. troops and say this is the U.N. and now everything's hunky-dory. We can't rebuild a country from behind a machine gun. And as long as we continue to try to do that, we will continue to fail in Iraq. I think as a vet, as a father of someone who's on active duty, and as the son of a man who spent 2 years of his early 20s in Vietnam, and a grandson of a man who landed on the beaches of Normandy, I think that one of the things that bothers me the most about hearing the continue the occupation argument is this thing about we have to finish the job. I'm not sure that anyone can quite define that job that we're supposed to finish. And also, you know, that's the same stuff that I read in the history books that people were saying in 1970 and 71 and 72. You know, when Nixon came with his secret plan to end the Vietnam War, he ended up putting 30,000 extra names on that wall in D.C. I think that's what finishing the job is. You know, I think this, if we stop fighting now, all those who have died will have died in vain. From this day forward, every Iraqi, every American, every Spaniard, every Italian that dies in Iraq will have died in vain. They will not die to protect and defend anyone's constitution. They will have died for oil interest in American empire, and that is a crime against humanity. Thank you.